Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, May 5th, 2025, and we have a great mix of technology headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Forum Energy Technologies Inc. with EAT Q1 25. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Forum Energy Technologies Inc. ACF, reporting revenue, AJ EBITDA, and AJ net income of $193.3 million, $20.1 million, and $0.5 million, respectively. In the drilling and completions segment, revenue increased by 4.1% due to higher demand for completions equipment and subsea projects. Orders surged by 28%, led by subsea equipment and stimulation-related capital equipment. However, the artificial lift and downhole segment saw a decrease in revenue by 13.5%, impacted by international project shipments and U.S. tariff uncertainty. Despite near-term challenges, FET remains focused on capital management and strategic initiatives to enhance long-term value. Management reaffirmed full-year free cash flow guidance and expects 2Q25 adjusted EBITDA between $18 million and $22.0 million.
UN asks Facebook, TikTok to stop Colombian rebel groups from recruiting on social media. Rebel groups in Colombia are using social media platforms like Facebook and TikTok to recruit children and teenagers, prompting the United Nations to call for action. The UN is urging companies like Thumbs Up Media Corp, YUP, to step up efforts to block this dangerous content. This concerning trend of illicit groups targeting underage individuals on social media is expected to lead to stricter measures from companies like Thumbs Up Media Corp to combat this issue.
Investor news breaks. DataVault AI Inc. DVLT partners with Cove to launch secure tokenized data vending platform. DataVault AI Inc., a leading AI-driven data monetization company, has partnered with Cove to launch a secure tokenized data vending platform at IBM Think 2025 in Boston. This platform integrates Cove's SDM Memory Tower 39i with DataVault's patented DataVault and AI tools to enable real-time encrypted data transactions without transferring raw data. The system, compatible with Azure, Snowflake, and Databricks, aims to help finance, biotech, and defense enterprises unlock new revenue from underutilized data while meeting compliance standards.
Investor news breaks. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., NASDAQ, FMST, launches warrant incentive program with repricing and bonus warrants. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., listed on NASDAQ as FMST and on CSE as FAT, has initiated a warrant incentive program aimed at encouraging early exercise of nearly 488,000 warrants issued in private placements. The program, running until June 5, 2025, lowers the exercise price to $175 per share from $4 and offers one bonus warrant per exercised warrant. The new incentive warrants will have a $2.20 exercise price and one-year term. The proceeds will be utilized for investment purposes, pending CSE approval. Foremost Clean Energy is set to become a prominent North American uranium exploration company with interests in 10 properties covering over 330,000 acres in the Athabasca Basin, a uranium-rich region. The company aims to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium to support global energy transition goals through strategic exploration efforts.
Tech media breaks. Freight Technologies Inc., NASDAQ, FRGT, continues to drive innovation on heels of transformative year. Freight Technologies Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the symbol FRGT, had a transformative year in 2024, with improvements in key metrics like gross margins and cash flow. The company launched Wavely, a cutting-edge platform for ocean freight booking, and onboarded many new customers. In 2025, FR8 Tech introduced Fleet Rocket, a cost-effective transportation management system, and an advanced AI tendering bot to streamline load tendering. These innovations position FR8 Tech as a comprehensive digital freight logistics technology company focused on expanding and adopting innovative solutions to navigate the current trade environment. FR8 Tech offers a variety of proprietary platform solutions powered by AI and machine learning to optimize and automate the supply chain process. For more information, visit fr8technologies.com. Biomed News Breaks, Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ, appoints CEO Robert Eno to Board of Directors. Heartbeam Inc., a medical technology company listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BT, has appointed CEO Robert Eno to its Board of Directors. Eno, with over 30 years of experience in medtech leadership, will join the board, expanding it from 8 to 9 members. This move comes as the company gears up for the commercial launch of its 3D ECG technology, pending FDA clearance. Heartbeam is focused on providing powerful cardiac insights through innovative technology, aiming to redefine the future of cardiac health management. For more information, visit www.heartbeam.com. Jonathan Herman featured in Northeastern University's Miami campus launch campaign. Jonathan Herman, founder and CEO of Strong Interactive, has been selected as a featured entrepreneur in Northeastern University's advertising campaign promoting its new Miami campus. The campaign celebrates regional innovators who exemplify the university's mission to help professionals get ahead in business and technology. Herman is recognized for founding Baller Mixed Reality, a pioneer in the development of mixed reality tokens, XRTs, blending blockchain-based ownership with augmented reality experiences. Under his leadership, Baller has earned recognition as one of the top ventures globally in augmented reality, blockchain, and cryptocurrency. Herman himself has been named Technologist of the Year and CEO of the Year, and ranks among the top individuals globally in the Web3, sports, and hospitality verticals. Northeastern's Miami expansion reflects the city's rising prominence as a hub for innovation and entrepreneurship, highlighting the transformative potential of academic and professional collaboration in shaping tomorrow's technology landscape.
Humanicer launches AI Content Humanizer for authentic and undetectable writing. Hori Systems Limited has launched Humanicer, an AI platform that transforms AI-generated text into authentic, human-like writing, bypassing AI detection systems while preserving the original message. Key features include AI detection and humanization, multilingual support, originality and watermark protection, seamless integration with popular tools, and easy, secure usage. Targeted at students, educators, writers, marketers, and businesses, Humanicer uses advanced AI technology with a success rate of over 95% in evading AI detectors. Developed by Hori Systems Limited, Humanicer aims to empower users to maintain their unique voice and credibility when using AI-generated content.
Zill Money Now SOC 2 compliant. Zill Money Corporation, parent company of OnlineCheckWriter.com and Zill.us, has achieved SOC 2 certification, showcasing its dedication to data security and operational integrity. This industry-recognized standard evaluates systems and controls related to security, availability, processing integrity, confidentiality, and privacy of customer data. The certification ensures strict protocols for data security, compliance readiness for regulated sectors, and builds trust among users and partners. CEO Sabir Nelli emphasizes that this certification reflects the existing security practices in place to support businesses using the platform daily. With over 1 million users and $91 billion in transactions managed, Zill Money continues to expand globally, ready to serve businesses of all sizes with a platform built on trust, compliance, and innovation.
Stonegate updates coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ, NCSM, 25Q1. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings, Inc. for the first quarter of 2025. NCSM reported total revenues of $50 million, a 14% year-over-year increase, driven by growth in Canada and services revenue globally. Despite a decline in U.S. product sales, Canadian activity remained strong, and international revenue saw growth in the Middle East and North Sea. Gross margins expanded to 43.7%. NCSM outperformed revenue, gross profit, and EBITDA estimates with an EPS of $1.58. The company ended the quarter with a strong liquidity position and expects modest revenue growth through FY25. International revenues increased year over year, but declined sequentially due to timing. NCSM is guiding to a full-year revenue range of $167-$175 and adjusted EBITDA of 2024 in 4 Malmirs.
Investor news breaks. Thumbs Up Media Corp, NASDAQ, surpasses 900 advertisers as growth accelerates. Thumbs Up Media Corp has surpassed 900 advertisers with a 220% compound annual growth rate, expanding its ad tech platform across major U.S. markets. The company aims to reach 1,000 advertisers by mid-Q2 and 5,000 by 2025. Thumbs Up's platform integrates with Instagram Reels and X, reaching over 535 million monthly users, offering enhanced engagement tools for brands. CEO Robert Steele sees this milestone as validation of the platform's demand and long-term potential. Thumbs Up Media Corporation is democratizing the social media branding industry with its Thumbs Up platform, allowing individuals to earn cash for posting about participating advertisers. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/tup.
Investor news breaks. Micropolis Holding Co. NYSE American, MCRP, signs MOU with CE Holding to power global expansion of Sustainable City 2.0. Micropolis Holding P has signed a memorandum of understanding with CE Holding Ltd. to support the launch of the Sustainable City 2.0, an AI-driven net-zero urban model. The partnership will integrate Micropolis's autonomous mobility platforms and smart surveillance systems across SEE Holdings' global sustainable developments. This collaboration aims to elevate smart city infrastructure through joint R&D and large-scale deployment of intelligent systems. Micropolis specializes in autonomous mobile robots, AI systems, and smart infrastructure for various applications. InvestorWire is a communications platform that provides press release syndication for companies and the investment community, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Limiting wastage could avail more renewable energy. Experts project that by the end of the decade, there could be a significant increase in renewable energy capacity, reaching 5,500 gigawatts, up from 3,870 gigawatts in 2023. Maximizing efficiency and reducing waste is crucial to ensure a constant supply of clean energy. Companies like SolarBank Corp are deploying energy storage systems to help deliver more renewable energy to consumers. Green Energy Stocks is a platform focused on companies shaping the green economy, providing access to a vast network of solutions for reaching target markets and enhancing press releases for maximum impact.
Golden Matrix Group subsidiary Expanse Studios signs agreement with Blazesoft, growing U.S. operations to 10 partnerships. Golden Matrix Group Inc., through its subsidiary Expanse Studios, has expanded its U.S. footprint with a new partnership with Blazesoft, a leading provider in the social gaming sector. This partnership adds 5 additional social casino platforms to GMGI's network, bringing the total number of U.S. partnerships to 10. The integration with Blazesoft allows Expanse Studios to reach a broader audience in North America, offering slots, crash games, and table games tailored for the market. By leveraging Blazesoft's platform capabilities, Expanse Studios aims to strengthen its presence in the U.S. and deliver a seamless gaming experience. This strategic expansion focuses on increasing the global footprint of proprietary content, optimizing costs, and enhancing the B2B network. With 10 U.S. integrations now complete, including this partnership with Blazesoft, Expanse Studios continues to accelerate its growth in the U.S. market. RCR Hub drops its fastest issue of the year, the RCM Connections Derby Edition. RCR Hub has released its annual Derby Edition of RCM Connections magazine, celebrating Kentucky's healthcare excellence and traditions. Timed with the Kentucky Derby, this issue explores RCM performance in the state's health systems. From Keeneland to Churchill Downs, the issue showcases Kentucky's healthcare leaders' dedication to patient care. Founder Gina Eggert expresses excitement for the data-driven insights and stories of innovation. The edition covers utilization trends, state versus national data comparisons, and spotlights on health systems delivering patient-centered care. Whether rural or urban, Kentucky stands out in healthcare revenue cycle. Learn more at rcrhub.com/rcm-connections/derby.
Sabir Nelli invites users to experience next-generation Vril cards. Sabir Nelli, CEO of Zill US, invites users to experience the redesigned virtual card feature. Zill.us's virtual card service offers businesses the ability to create customizable virtual cards instantly for online purchases, subscriptions, and more. Users can set spending limits, restrict usage, and manage expenses easily from one secure platform. With Zill.us, users can enjoy fast, secure payments without the need for physical cards. The platform supports multiple account management, real-time transaction tracking, and API integration for automation. Zill.us is a leading U.S. fintech platform empowering businesses with flexible payment solutions. GeoVax reports first quarter 2025 financial results and provides business update. GeoVax Labs Inc. reported its first quarter 2025 financial results and key operational updates. The COVID-19 vaccine program is progressing with additional data on GEO-CM04S1 as a booster to mRNA vaccines expected in the second quarter of 2025. Clinical evaluation of GEO-MVA for protection against mpox and smallpox is set to begin in the second half of 2025. Gedeptin is advancing into a phase 2 clinical trial for first recurrent head and neck cancer treatment in combination with an immune checkpoint inhibitor. The company will host a conference call today at 4:30 p.m. ET to discuss these updates and financial results, including a net loss of $5.4 million for the first quarter of 2025.
Biomed news breaks. HealthLinked Corp, HLYK, launches upgrade to empower patients, drive better outcomes. HealthLinked Corp has launched a major upgrade to its appointment booking capabilities, aiming to enhance patient access to care. The enhancements include in-network booking, concierge appointment requests, and specialty-based provider matching. Additionally, a new provider review system offers real feedback from other users to help patients make informed decisions about their healthcare. These improvements are designed to strengthen the patient experience and drive better health outcomes. HealthLinked transforms healthcare through its cloud-based platform, connecting patients with providers, streamlining access to health records, and offering AI-driven recommendations. For more information, visit healthlinked.com. Rock Breaks, LaFleur Minerals Inc. LFLR OTLRFL FF3WK0 initiates bulk sample permitting at Swanson Gold Project ahead of Beacon Mill restart. LaFleur Minerals Inc., listed on the CSE, OTCQB, and FSE, has started the permitting process for a 100,000-ton bulk sample at the Swanson Gold Deposit in Quebec. The material will be processed at their fully permitted Beacon Gold Mill, aiming to support future production evaluations. The company plans for mill restart and gold production by the end of 2025, with indicated and inferred gold resources already in place at Swanson. LaFleur Minerals focuses on developing gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt with a large land package and a fully refurbished Beacon Gold Mill for processing operations. AI news breaks. DataVault AI Inc., DVLT, launches NFT egg collection honoring U.S. heritage at White House event. DataVault AI Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol DVLT, recently launched a collection of NFT Easter eggs at the White House event. These 3D eggs showcase U.S. national parks and endangered species using holographic and blockchain technologies. Each set of 47 digital eggs includes interactive visuals and conservation history, secured by the Chia blockchain. This initiative, supported by DV Holo Displays and ADO Crypto Anchor Tech, aligns with DataVault AI's goal of merging education with collectible digital assets. Tech Media Breaks, Onar Holding Corporation, OTCQB, appoints industry veteran John Bond to Board of Directors. Onar Holding Corporation, traded as Onar on the OTCQB, has appointed marketing pioneer John Bond to its Board of Directors. Bond, known for his work at Kirschenbaum & Bond and Big Fuel, brings decades of experience in creative, digital, and programmatic media. His addition is expected to enhance Onar's M&A strategy, agency network growth, and brand credibility. Onar aims to redefine modern marketing through innovation and strategic expansion. The company provides marketing services driven by AI technology and is actively expanding its team to support growth and acquisitions. Onar's network of agencies services clients across various industries, from performance marketing to healthcare and experiential marketing. For more information, visit Onar's website at www.onar.com.
Biomed news breaks. TransCode Therapeutics, Inc. advances Phase 1A trial of RNA cancer therapy, TTX-MC-138. TransCode Therapeutics, Inc. has made significant progress in the Phase 1A trial of TX-MC-138, an RNA cancer therapy targeting microRNA-10B in metastatic cancer. 13 patients have received doses with no significant toxicities observed. Early data show target engagement and a dose-response relationship, supporting advancement to Phase 1B for further evaluation. TransCode is focused on treating metastatic disease through RNA therapeutics designed to overcome delivery challenges and unlock therapeutic access to genetic targets for various cancers. Over 10,000 public comments submitted to the White House on AI plan. The White House received over 10,000 public responses on its upcoming AI strategy, with the OSTP releasing the feedback in an 18,480-page document. This shows the strong interest in AI as global competition intensifies. Crypto and AI are seen as game-changing technologies expected to reshape industries. Companies like Thumbs Up Media Corp, NASDAQ TZUP, are increasingly leveraging AI. AI Newswire focuses on AI advancements, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. AINW delivers breaking news, insightful content, and actionable information for companies looking to reach a wide audience.
Major car makers urge Congress to override California's 2035 EV mandate. Several major car makers are urging the U.S. Congress to override California's 2035 electric vehicle mandate. California, the largest EV market in the U.S. and the world, aims to ban the sale of internal combustion engine cars by 2035. This ambitious target has been adopted by nearly a dozen other states, putting car makers on a path to electrify most of their vehicle lineups. Companies like Massimo Group, NASDAQ, will be closely monitoring the outcome of this mandate. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on EVs and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Investor news breaks. HeartBeam Inc., NASDAQ Beat, to report Q1 2025 results and provide business update on May 13th. HeartBeam Inc. will report Q1 2025 financial results on May 13 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. CEO Robert Eno and CFO Timothy Cruickshank will discuss regulatory progress, commercial readiness efforts, and upcoming milestones. A press release and presentation will be available on the company's investor relations website. HeartBeam is a medical technology company focused on transforming cardiac care with cable-free 12-lead ECG technology. The platform aims to provide actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities. The company holds 13 U.S. and 4 international patents. For more information, visit www.heartbeam.com.
Investor news breaks. First Tellurium Corp., OTCQB, FSTF, successfully road tests thermoelectric generator radiator. First Tellurium Corp. successfully road tested its thermoelectric generator radiator, using tellurium to convert waste heat into electricity. The device, designed for combustion engine vehicles, improves fuel efficiency and requires no modifications to vehicle designs. CEO Tyrone Daugherty praised the results, while head engineer Michael Abdelmassa highlighted its adaptability. The company sees potential applications in data centers and EVs. A shareholder luncheon on May 21st in Vancouver will discuss innovation and exploration plans at the Deerhorn property. First Tellurium focuses on mineral discovery, project development, and tellurium-based technologies supporting indigenous rights. listed on the CSE as FTTEL and OTC as FSTTF. More information can be found at firsttellurium.com.
Why energy bills in the UK are rising despite a surge in clean energy generation? Energy prices in the United Kingdom are increasing despite a surge in renewable energy generation. Ofgem reports a 6% rise in energy bills, impacting many households. As clean energy production improves, more homes will have access to affordable energy, including for charging EVs from companies like Mullen Automotive Inc. Investors can find updates on Mullen Automotive Inc. at their newsroom. Green Energy Stocks focuses on companies shaping the green economy, offering various communication solutions to reach target markets effectively. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
From powering spacecraft to showing off its manufacturing might, Ascent Solar is making its name in space tech. Ascent Solar Technologies, known for its lightweight, flexible CGS thin-film photovoltaic solutions, showcased its manufacturing might at the recent Space Symposium. The company's technology, used by NASA and DARPA, enables spacecraft to go further and stay powered longer. Ascent received additional orders for its beamed power-optimized modules, highlighting the growing interest in space-based solar power. With a focus on space industry partnerships and domestic manufacturing, Ascent is well positioned to capitalize on the projected $6.8 billion solar space market by 2040. CEO Paul Worley emphasizes the company's commitment to meeting the demand for sustainable energy solutions in space. ABVC Biopharma announces first quarter 2025 financial results and strategic planning for AI-driven agricultural project in Taiwan. ABVC Biopharma Inc. announced its first quarter 2025 financial results, with operating expenses decreasing 76% to $693,005 and net loss reduced by 68% to $944,190. The company also recognized a land asset in Taiwan, valued at $7,670,000, exploring the development of an AI-powered plant factory. This strategic initiative aims to leverage local AI capabilities for precision-controlled agriculture and enhance the botanical supply chain. ABVC remains committed to its clinical development programs and evaluating long-term commercialization opportunities. For more information, visit abvcpharma.com.
The E-Ecosystem and Professor Dr. Eric Bogatin launch free masterclass for electronics engineers. The E-Ecosystem, in partnership with Professor Dr. Eric Bogatin, has launched a new online learning platform called the E-Ecosystem Electronics Masterclass. The platform offers a free course, Transmission Lines 101, designed to help engineers develop critical design intuition. The course consists of 25 self-paced modules and includes a downloadable certificate of completion for continuing education credit. Sponsored by Rohde & Schwarz and Polar Instruments, Transmission Lines 101 is the first in a series of courses led by Dr. Bogatin on the E-Ecosystem website. Dr. Bogatin, a respected global authority in high-speed digital design, aims to make essential signal integrity principles accessible to engineers of all levels. To learn more and register for Transmission Lines 101, visit the E-System website. Industrial Automation Innovator secures strategic growth financing from J.J. Astor & Co. to accelerate market expansion. An industrial control systems provider specializing in automation and real-time data analytics for critical infrastructure has secured growth capital financing from J.J. Astor & Co. in collaboration with Barrington Capital and Parsec Group. The structured bridge financing facility will accelerate product innovation, expand global footprint, and capitalize on surging demand for next-generation SCADA technology. This partnership highlights the importance of private credit in enabling high-growth industrial tech firms to navigate market dynamics. The company plans to prioritize technology acceleration, global expansion, and strategic partnerships with infrastructure operators and OEMs. For more information on tailored credit solutions, contact Judo Vero at Barrington Capital or Zach Barden at Parsec Group.
Level Up launches next-gen corporate training software to help businesses stay audit-ready and empower employees. Level Up has launched next-gen corporate training software to help businesses stay audit-ready and empower employees. The upgrades include advanced tracking features aligned with auditing methodologies, real-time reporting, and full cloud compatibility for learning anytime, anywhere. Additionally, LevelUp has introduced the Learner app for iOS and Android devices, allowing registered learners to access and complete courses conveniently. The company is committed to developing new features based on user feedback to meet the evolving needs of modern corporate trainees. LevelUp aims to simplify corporate training for admins and make online training more accessible and engaging for trainees.
Parkopedia and ParkMobile to launch U.S. EMSP service. Parkopedia and ParkMobile are set to launch a new EMSP service in North America later in 2025. This service will cater to both consumer and fleet drivers, leveraging Parkopedia's EV data and in-car payment expertise, along with ParkMobile's extensive network and parking integrations. The new EMSP will offer a seamless EV charging and payment experience for drivers, fleet managers, and OEMs. By combining Parkopedia's auto-grade data products and ParkMobile's payment functionality, the EMSP will provide accurate and convenient services for EV drivers across North America, allowing ParkMobile customers to use their existing accounts for parking and charging. This integrated solution will offer cost savings, route optimization, and improved vehicle utilization for fleet managers while providing drivers with a unified platform for parking and charging services. Nephro schedules first quarter 2025 financial results conference call. Nephro Inc. NASDAQ NEH will release its first quarter 2025 financial results on May 8th after market close, followed by a conference call at 4:30 p.m. ET. Domestic participants can dial 1-844-88-7106, while international participants can dial 1-412-317-5285. An audio archive will be available on the Nephros Investor Relations page. A replay can be accessed until May 15th by calling 1-877-344-7529 or 1-412-317-088 and entering access code 5819979. Nephros is a water technology company offering filtration solutions to medical and commercial markets dedicated to improving water safety. For more information, visit nephros.com.
AI Newsbreak's Monogram Technologies Inc., MGRM, secures Indian regulatory approval for robotic knee surgery clinical trial. Monogram Technologies Inc., a NASDAQ-listed company, has secured Indian regulatory approval for a robotic knee surgery clinical trial. The approval allows Monogram to import its Embose TKA system and conduct a 102-patient trial in partnership with Shalby Limited. The study will assess the safety and effectiveness of Monogram's robotic total knee replacement system using a consensus CKS implant, with surgeries set to begin within 90 business days. CEO Benjamin Sexson sees this as a significant milestone towards commercial launch, while partners from Reliance Life Sciences and Shalby believe the trial will raise global orthopedic standards. Monogram Technologies is focused on revolutionizing orthopedic surgery with AI-driven robotics, aiming to improve human health through patient-optimized orthopedic implants and robotic surgical equipment.
Rockbreak's Nicola Mining Inc. OT engages IBN for corporate communications expertise. Nicola Mining Inc., a junior resource company focused on high-grade mineral assets in British Columbia, has engaged IBN for corporate communications expertise. Nicola Mining utilizes a dual-pronged operational strategy with solid revenues from its gold and silver mill and long-term potential from copper, silver, and gold projects. IBN will enhance Nicola Mining's visibility through its investor-focused distribution network, including syndication outlets, newsletters, social media, and wire services. Nicola Mining owns a mill and tailings facility near Merritt, BC, with agreements for high-grade gold projects, as well as the new Craigmont Copper Project and Treasure Mountain Silver Project. For more information, visit www.nicolamining.com. Tech Media Breaks, Secure Private Data Lit, OTNQX, S-0, closes first tranche of private placement to fund U.S. marketing push. Secure Private Data Litted, a Swiss-hosted cybersecurity and privacy communications platform, has closed the first tranche of its non-brokered private placement, raising gross proceeds of $105,000. The company issued 3 million units at Ka.35 each, with each unit consisting of one common share and one full warrant exercisable at ₱0.05 for 24 months. Secor plans to use the proceeds to support U.S. marketing efforts for its privacy communications solutions and for general working capital. Secor Private Data is a cybersecurity and internet privacy provider of Swiss-hosted solutions for secure communications and secure data management. The company distributes a suite of encrypted emails, secure messengers, and secure communication tools. For more information, visit the company's website.secure.com.
Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., NYS American, CLDI, committed to advancing cancer care with innovative RT-Nova platform research. Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., committed to advancing cancer care, has announced preclinical results for its RT-Nova platform, a breakthrough in delivering gene therapy to targeted tumors. These trials show precision in delivering therapeutic payloads while attacking tumors. With cancer remaining a global threat, the World Health Organization projects over 9.7 million deaths in 2024 and a 77% increase in cancer burden by 2050. Kaliti Biotherapeutics' innovative approach addresses the urgent need for more effective cancer treatments. Learn more about their groundbreaking research at CLDI's newsroom.
TCRG announces formation of transition team to support upcoming strategic transaction. The Canisar Group, Inc. announced the formation of a transition team to oversee the company's transformation following a letter of intent to acquire $35 million in agricultural technology and sensor-based security assets. The team will integrate assets, establish operational infrastructure, support leadership transition, and launch an investor relations campaign. Initial team members include CEO Floretta Gogo, Bruce Schreiner, Scott Harmelin, and Alan Hirsch. A special shareholder meeting is scheduled for May 13, 2025, at 1:30 p.m. ET, to vote on critical matters related to the transaction. The company is set to transition to a revenue-generating model focused on sustainable agriculture technology and sensor solutions. CEO Floretta Gogo expressed confidence in the progress towards completing the transformational transaction.
The American states where EV savings are highest. Switching to an electric car may seem costly up front, but can lead to significant savings over time. The average BEV costs $10,000 to $15,000 more than a gas-powered car. But as the public becomes more aware of cost savings, the market penetration of EV makers like Mullen Automotive Inc. is expected to increase. To learn more about the latest news and updates on Mullen Automotive Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focused on EVs and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com. Gold drops to $3,300 as America-China trade war continues. Last week, the price of gold dropped to $3,294, a more than 1.6% loss, as the America-China trade war continues. Geopolitical and trade tensions are driving mixed sentiments in the market, making gold an attractive option for investors seeking stability. This bodes well for gold companies like Tor Metals Inc. For the latest news on Tor Metals Inc., visit their newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering a wide array of corporate communication solutions. Stay informed by visiting Mining Newswire's website for more information. OpenAI expresses interest in buying Google Chrome. OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, has expressed interest in acquiring Chrome, the world's most widely used web browser, if Google were ever required to sell it. Nick Turley, a senior OpenAI executive, revealed this during testimony supporting the U.S. government's antitrust case against Google. The outcomes of these court cases are likely to be followed by numerous AI companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., as they could reshape the technology landscape.
AI news breaks. DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DVLT, moves to finalize CompuSystems deal. Sets May 20th investor call. DataVault AI Inc., a leader in AI data experience, valuation, and monetization, has secured the majority stockholder consent to finalize its acquisition of CompuSystems Inc. The transaction is expected to close on or about the week of May 19th, with the acquisition projected to contribute $15 million to $20 million in revenue toward the company's 2026 goal. CEO Nathaniel Bradley called the deal a major milestone in DataVault AI's growth plan. Further details will be shared during a business update call scheduled for May 20th at 9 a.m. ET. DataVault AI is leading the way in AI experience, valuation, and monetization of assets in the Web 3.0 environment, providing comprehensive solutions for multiple industries. Learn more about DataVault AI at wdatavaultsite.com. Investor news breaks: 51 Labs CY and UAV Corp. UMAV appoints new CEO, launches BioSentry division for real-time biohazard detection. 51 Labs Inc. has appointed Michael Lawson as CEO and chairman, launching its BioSentry division for biohazard detection. The division will use PCR spectrometry and AI analytics to detect threats in defense, public health, and industrial safety. 51 Labs has partnered with UAV Corp. UMAV to integrate sensors with UAVs, issuing a UMAV share dividend to FET shareholders. The company is focusing on securing Department of Defense contracts, opting not to proceed with the Genetic Networks acquisition. Brandon Spikes and Robert Clark remain in key roles as the company advances safety and wellness technologies.
Investor news breaks: Platinum Group Metals Lilted, PLPTM, CEO spotlights Waterberg project on Mining Newswire podcast. Platinum Group Metals PLG, CEO Frank R. Hallam discusses the Waterberg project on the Mining Newswire podcast, emphasizing its shallow depth and thickness for safer, cost-efficient mining. Unlike traditional operations, Waterberg allows for decline access and heavy machinery. Hallam also touches on Lion Battery Technologies, a joint venture exploring platinum and palladium applications in lithium batteries. Platinum Group Metals operates the Waterberg Project, a bulk underground palladium and platinum deposit in South Africa, discovered in 2011. For more information, visit wplatingroupmetals.net. Why gold could reach $4,000 this year? The price of gold has been on the rise, reaching $3,000 in March and now hovering around $3,300 with no major drop in sight. Many investors are speculating whether gold could hit $4,000 this year. The current market conditions could be favorable for gold mining companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, American PLG, TPTM. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized platform offering insights into the mining industry, providing access to wire solutions, editorial syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Quantumzyme responds to OTC Markets, caveat emptor designation, and denounces unauthorized promotion activity. Quantumzyme Corp. responds to OTC Markets caveat emptor designation and denounces unauthorized promotion activity. The company is in contact with OTC Markets Group to address concerns leading to the designation. Quantumzyme has retained legal counsel and denies any involvement with unauthorized promotional SMS text messages. CEO Naveen Kulkarni emphasizes the company's commitment to regulatory compliance and market integrity. Quantumzyme is focused on executing its business strategy and delivering long-term value to shareholders. For more information, visit quantumzymecorp.com. Rotter Inc., doing business as Telvantis, releases the interview from the floor of the NY on YouTube. Telvantis, formerly known as Rotter Inc., OTCR, a U.S.-based telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, has released an interview from the NYSE floor on YouTube. In the interview, Daniel Gilcher, CFO of Telvantis, discussed corporate direction, acquisition plans, PCAOB audits, and revenue figures. CEO Daniel Contreras expressed excitement for the company's future and commitment to updating shareholders on advancements. Telvantis, through recent acquisitions in the U.S. and Ireland, offers advanced 5G technologies, cloud-based communications platforms, and enterprise services, positioning itself for market leadership. The press release includes forward-looking statements cautioning investors about potential risks and uncertainties. For more information, visit Telvantis' website or follow them on social media.
Zil Money Corporation achieves a SOC 1 certification. Zil Money Corporation, parent company of OnlineCheckWriter.com, powered by Zil Money and Zil.us, has achieved SOC 1 certification, demonstrating robust internal controls for handling financial data. This certification validates trust, transparency, and compliance readiness, reducing risks of errors, fraud, or data misuse. CEO Sabir Naili emphasizes the company's commitment to data security and operational excellence. The certification marks a significant milestone for Zil Money Corporation as it expands its platform, offering services like ACH transfers, payroll management, and invoicing with a focus on data security and regulatory compliance.
Jason McDonald Consulting announces over 225 reviews for popular social media marketing book on Amazon. Jason McDonald Consulting is proud to announce that their book, The Social Media Marketing Workbook 2025, has reached over 225 reviews on Amazon with a 4.5-star rating. Author and lead instructor Jason McDonald expressed his excitement at the positive reception, stating that the book aims to demystify social media marketing and make it accessible to all. McDonald's expertise in SEO and marketing strategy shines through in the workbook, which has been praised for its practical and clear approach. The next session of Dr. McDonald's online course will begin in June 2025, offering valuable insights into digital marketing strategies. With a focus on SEO, Google Ads, and social media marketing, Jason McDonald Consulting provides training, consulting, and speaking services for organizations looking to enhance their online presence. McDonald's experience as an author and expert witness in social media marketing ensures that his insights remain at the forefront of industry developments, making him a valuable resource for businesses and legal proceedings alike.
Meet Herb, the RCM community's first AI agent built to connect providers with verified solutions. RCR Hub has officially launched Herb, the healthcare revenue cycle management industry's first AI agent. Herb is trained to connect providers with verified healthcare revenue cycle business partners, unlike generic AI assistants. Herb filters out noise to provide targeted recommendations, connecting users with vetted partners. RCR Hub ensures every partner is active in RCM with a valid company name and service description. Herb empowers users by delivering tailored matches, making direct connections, and evolving through feedback. He's not selling anything, just here to connect the right people and support a smarter future for the revenue cycle community. Visit rcrhub.com to meet Herb and explore the platform. Unifab launches subtitle generator iBeta. Revolutionize video subtitling for free. Unifab, the global leader in AI-driven video and audio enhancement technology, has launched Subtitle Generator AI Beta, a revolutionary tool for effortless, high-accuracy subtitle creation. Using cutting-edge speech recognition, this tool automatically transcribes spoken audio into precise subtitles, eliminating manual typing. With one-click subtitle export, users can easily upload videos and export subtitles as a separate file. Supporting over 30 languages, including English, Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, and French, this tool is perfect for reaching a global audience. During the beta period, Subtitle Generator AI is free to use, so don't miss this opportunity to experience its power before the official launch. Visit the official Unifab website for more information on this and other AI video and audio enhancement solutions.
Evolvus becomes Microsoft Solutions Partner. Evolvus, a trusted consulting firm offering digital transformation solutions, has announced that they have transitioned from being a Microsoft Gold Partner to a Microsoft Solutions Partner under the new Cloud Partner Program from Microsoft. This achievement highlights their commitment to deliver outstanding service, expertise, and innovation to their diverse clientele. The Solutions Partner status is a more comprehensive and rigorous validation earned by a select group of consultants worldwide who demonstrate deep technical abilities, proven customer success, and a strong commitment to growth. Evolvus believes that this new certification will allow them to deliver even higher quality, innovation, and outcomes for their clients, providing access to deeper expertise in Microsoft Enterprise products. This collaboration with Microsoft will help them deliver faster, more strategic solutions to their clients and stay ahead of the curve in delivering future-proof solutions for businesses.
Celebrate Mother's Day with special offers from Music Fab, up to 50% off. Celebrate Mother's Day with special offers from Music Fab, with discounts of up to 50% off their products. Show appreciation for the special women in your life by gifting them the ultimate digital music experience. Enjoy this limited-time promotion until May 22, 2025. Additionally, get a 30% discount on the Music Fab all-in-one software bundle. Music Fab features multiple platform support, lossless audio conversion, fast conversion speeds, metadata preservation, and a built-in browser for easy use. Give the gift of Music Fab's powerful tools this Mother's Day. Learn more and explore their offers on Music Fab's promotion page.
Della unveils air conditioning solutions for cooling and energy savings. Della has introduced a range of new cooling solutions to address the challenge of keeping indoor spaces cool while controlling energy costs. The Mini Split air conditioner, awarded the 2025 Red Dot Design Award, offers outstanding energy efficiency with options for R410A, R32, and R454B refrigerants. Della's Smart Tower Fan TF01S provides powerful airflow with quiet operation and smart controls. For easy installation and powerful cooling, Della's window air conditioners are a cost-effective solution. And for flexible cooling in various spaces, Della's portable air conditioners offer mobility and air filtration features. Whether it's a single room or an entire home, Della's air conditioning products provide efficient and energy-saving solutions for staying cool while reducing energy consumption and costs. FamCare 2.0, the future of case management is here. First look at game-changing features. Global Vision Technologies is gearing up for the official launch of FamCare 2.0, set to revolutionize human services case management. The new version promises efficiency, security, and enhanced data intelligence, empowering agencies in unprecedented ways. With features like streamlined reporting, Microsoft Power BI integration, enhanced security measures, and AI-powered automation, FamCare 2.0 is a game changer. Early feedback from beta users has been overwhelmingly positive, with praise for the system's impact on data analysis and workflow optimization. Agencies are encouraged to sign up for an exclusive pre-release demo to be among the first to experience the future of case management with FamCare 2.0. Biomed news breaks. Sologenics Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, moves forward to strengthen the case for Hybrite. Sologenics, a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, is advancing its Phase 3 replication study for Hybrite TM, a novel photodynamic therapy for early-stage cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. Hybrite offers a non-invasive, well-tolerated alternative targeting malignant T-cells with precision. With patient enrollment underway and interim analysis expected in early 2026, the study aims to meet regulatory requirements for commercial availability. This milestone aligns with Sologenics' strategy of innovative therapeutic approaches for rare diseases. The progress of Hybrite TM highlights the potential of photodynamic therapy for dermatological and oncological conditions, expanding treatment options for patients.
AI news breaks. Adagis is reshaping patient care through smart tech. Adagis is transforming healthcare with its AI-centric software solutions and proactive care platform, designed to streamline operations and improve patient care. The platform utilizes predictive analytics to forecast incentive payments and integrate with electronic health record systems, simplifying financial operations for providers. By focusing on eliminating administrative burdens, Adagis allows healthcare organizations to maximize revenue opportunities and shift towards value-based care. As a leader in healthcare technology, Adagis is at the forefront of driving meaningful change in the industry. For more information, visit adagis.com. Biomed news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. TNXP presents positive preclinical data for TNX 1700 at AACR 2025. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. presented positive preclinical data for TNX-1700 at AACR 2025, showing a fusion protein version of TFF2 reduced immunosuppressive neutrophils and enhanced anti-tumor immune responses in gastric cancer models. The company is advancing TNX-1700 under a license from Columbia University to target the tumor microenvironment in gastric and colon cancers. Tonix is also focused on submitting an NDA for TNX-102SL this month, a product candidate for fibromyalgia management. Additionally, the company was awarded a contract by the U.S. Department of Defense to develop TNX-4200, antiviral agents targeting CD45. Tonix's development portfolio includes treatments for CNS disorders, organ transplant rejection, autoimmunity, and cancer, with a commercial subsidiary marketing migraine treatments.
Used electric vehicle prices drop by 40%. Buyer interest soars. The electric vehicle landscape is undergoing a major transformation, with used EV prices dropping by 40%, leading to a surge in buyer interest. This shift could potentially result in increased new EV sales by companies like Mullen Automotive Inc. As more motorists show interest in used electric vehicles, there may be a corresponding rise in new EV purchases. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Mullen Automotive Inc. at the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focusing on technology companies, offering various services to help companies reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. For more information, visit Tech Media Wire's website. VAS Community launches Global Community Platform 2.0, led by Evander Reed. VAS Community, led by investor Evander Reed, announces the launch of its UpGlobal Community Platform 2.0. The platform aims to enhance member engagement, foster collaboration, and provide a dynamic environment for knowledge sharing. Key features include enhanced member profiles, interactive knowledge hubs, localized community chapters, live event integration, and mobile optimization. Founder Evander Reed emphasizes the platform's role in building a global, connected community. Future plans include customized learning pathways, regional leadership boards, and expanded partnerships. The Global Community Platform 2.0 is now live, welcoming new and current members worldwide to join the growing network.
NutriCorp's subsidiary, NutriLife Sciences, expands rapidly with new joint venture partnerships. NutriCorp's subsidiary, NutriLife Sciences, has expanded rapidly through new joint venture partnerships, securing multiple partnerships with private practices and opening 4 new clinical research sites across various specialties. These new sites include urgent care, family medicine and IV therapy, optometry, interventional cardiology, and pediatric pulmonology. This expansion demonstrates NutriLife Sciences' commitment to delivering high-quality clinical research services, strengthening its capabilities to serve a broader patient population. The company plans to further expand into additional specialties to support contract research organizations and sponsors with a wider range of clinical indications, accelerating the development of innovative treatments. NutriCorp also recently announced its intent to acquire Cura Connector, a healthcare technology company with a patent-pending platform for outpatient care delivery. For more information on participating in clinical trials or the company's growth, contact NutriLife Sciences at 281-598-0200 or info@NutriLifeSciences.com. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., NTF, redefining the hospitality experience with AI, predictive innovation. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. is redefining the hospitality experience with AI and predictive innovation. The company offers robotics as a service solutions to address service challenges in the industry. Knight Food is also pursuing strategic hotel acquisitions to showcase its hospitality tech. With the hospitality sector evolving and guest expectations changing, Knight Food is at the forefront of driving change through technology-enabled solutions. As the industry faces staffing shortages, Knight Food's innovative approach aims to bridge the gap and provide personalized, seamless service. Stay updated on NGTF News in the company's newsroom. For more information, visit ainewswire.com. Investor News Breaks, Heartbeam Inc. Repeat reports positive, valid ECG study results. supporting 12-lead ECG technology. HeartBeam Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, recently announced positive results from its VALID ECG study, showcasing a 93.4% diagnostic agreement with standard 12-lead ECGs for arrhythmia assessment. Dr. Thomas Deering presented the findings at the Heart Rhythm Society's annual conference. The company's 3D ECG technology, designed for a credit card-sized device, aims to provide hospital-grade cardiac insights to patients anywhere. Commercialization is planned post-FDA clearance. HeartBeam is focused on revolutionizing cardiac care by offering cable-free 12-lead ECGs for actionable heart intelligence outside medical facilities, holding numerous patents in the field. For more information, visit HeartBeam's website. Investor news breaks: Nexplat Corp. (NXPL) receives NASDAQ notice for minimum bid price non-compliance. Nexplat Corp. (NXPL) (NXPLW) has received a notice from NASDAQ stating it is not in compliance with the minimum bid price requirement. The company has until October 27, 2025, to regain compliance by maintaining a minimum $1 closing bid price for 10 consecutive business days. Nexplat is actively pursuing strategies to improve business efficiency and protect shareholder value. The company operates in e-commerce, technology, and healthcare sectors, offering various products and services globally. For more information, visit Nexplat's newsroom at hpibn.fnxpl. Hestia Investment Inc. partners with RG Robotics for strategic growth and IPO success. Hestia Insight Inc. announces a partnership with RG Robotics through its subsidiary, Hestia Investments Inc., to provide IPO consulting, business development, and management consulting services. RG Robotics, a leader in the robotics industry, aims to leverage automation demand and become a market leader. Hestia will assist RG Robotics in navigating the IPO process, identifying growth opportunities, and streamlining operations. CEO of Hestia Insight, Edward Lee, expresses excitement about contributing to technological innovation, while RG Robotics CEO, Parsh Patel, looks forward to leveraging Hestia's expertise for success. This partnership highlights a commitment to excellence and innovation in the robotics sector.
IBN AI launches new initiative to deliver actionable insights to investors through advanced market intelligence. IBN AI has launched a new initiative to provide investors with actionable insights through advanced market intelligence. This platform offers real-time data insights, alternative analytics, and engagement tools to help drive smarter portfolio strategies. By analyzing real-time data, economic indicators, industry shifts, and more, investors can gain an advantage in anticipating market shifts and making strategic decisions. IBN AI also incorporates alternative data sources like social media sentiment and AI-powered tools to offer early visibility into emerging trends. Through a network of over 3 million members, IBN AI fosters real-time dialogue and collaboration to ensure investors have access to timely intelligence, reaffirming its commitment to connecting investors with the tools needed to navigate today's financial landscape.
CyberLawQ Technologies, Inc. issues shareholder update on SOC 2 compliance, new patent filing, 8K filing with SEC. CyberLawQ Technologies, Inc. achieves SOC 2 Type 1 compliance certification, validating its commitment to data security. The company also files a second patent with the USPTO, enhancing its MFA design. With revenue-generating integration projects in the pipeline, CyberLawQ is poised for market expansion. CEO Chris Jackson emphasizes the importance of these milestones in transitioning to revenue generation. Stay tuned for updates on performance and partnerships in the cybersecurity sector.
Golden Caribou Resources announces photon assay orientation study for gold analysis. Golden Caribou Resources Limited is engaging ALS Canada Limited for an orientation study using Chrysos Photon Assay TM technology to analyze gold content in samples from its Quesnel Gold Quartz Mine property in central British Columbia, Canada. This study aims to address the nugget effect in gold exploration and improve assay turnaround times. The photon assay method utilizes high-energy photons to interact with sample atomic structure, allowing for quick analysis of larger sample volumes compared to traditional fire assay methods. If successful, photon assay may replace fire assay for future gold quantification at the property. Results are expected in the coming weeks, potentially enhancing resource evaluation and data reliability for informed decision-making in exploration and resource development.
Physical cards now available from onlinecheckwriter.com, powered by Zill Money. Onlinecheckwriter.com, powered by Zill Money, a U.S.-based leader in digital payment solutions, has announced the launch of physical Visa cards for businesses. This new feature allows businesses to manage employee and vendor payments securely and efficiently, with customizable spending limits and advanced security features. Users can create cards instantly after completing verification, choose shipping options, and enjoy fraud protection. CEO Sabir Nelli expressed excitement about the new feature, highlighting its benefits for businesses. OnlineCheckWriter.com, powered by Zill Money, offers a suite of financial tools, including check printing, ACH transfers, payroll management, and more, to streamline business payments and provide full financial visibility.
South Fork Instruments announces new distribution agreement with Italy-based IT Photonics. South Fork Instruments has announced a new distribution agreement with Italy-based IT Photonics, a company specializing in spectrophotometric solutions, electronic design, and software development. This partnership will expand South Fork Instruments' product portfolio to include IT Photonics' Polispec line of multifunction spectrophotometers, offering advanced analytical capabilities to industrial, agricultural, and chemical sectors across the Americas. John Daly, technical director at South Fork Instruments, stated that this collaboration aligns with their mission to provide innovative measurement solutions. IT Photonics' Polispec instruments feature versatile, multi-sectoral approaches to spectrophotometric applications, enabling both quantitative and qualitative measurements. South Fork Instruments' customers will benefit from preset calibration curves, customized applications, and support from specialized technical staff to create tailored solutions. The IT Photonics product line is now available through South Fork Instruments, providing cutting-edge software systems optimized for portable field use and industrial plant integration. Experience pure audio bliss with the Eversolo Amp F10. Experience pure audio bliss with the Eversolo Amp F10. Crafted for those who view music as a sacred escape, this amplifier promises not just sound, but soul. With an intuitive design and versatile connectivity, the Amp F10 seamlessly integrates into your system for an optimized listening experience. Its exceptional performance is highlighted by a low total harmonic distortion plus noise of just 0.008% and a high damping factor, ensuring precise audio reproduction. The Amp F10's 1,000-watt dual-channel linear power supply delivers robust energy to each note, creating a captivating stereo soundstage. With scenario mastery and cool performance features, this amplifier offers uncompromising stability and reliability for an immersive listening experience. Let the Eversolo Amp F10 transform every listen into a memory.
Novadia provides insights on the 5 key challenges MGAs navigate amid insurance industry evolution. Novadia, a provider of a cloud-native insurance management platform, has released insights on the challenges MGAs face in the evolving insurance market. With MGA premiums surpassing $102 billion in the U.S. and $5.7 billion in the U.K., MGAs play a crucial role in market expansion. However, they must overcome obstacles such as limited business insights, fragmented systems, core platform limitations, regulatory compliance, and the need for market adaptability. Novadia's platform offers advanced analytics and actionable insights to help MGAs drive growth by streamlining operations and enhancing service delivery. MGAs can meet Novadia's experts at upcoming events in London and Dallas to learn more about thriving in the competitive insurance landscape.
ViewReel expands reference design kit portfolio with industry-specific bundles to accelerate microLED commercialization. ViewReel, the pioneer of microsolid printing, has expanded its reference design kit RDK portfolio with new industry-specific bundles for automotive and consumer electronics. These vertical RDKs are designed to accelerate microLED product development and commercialization with unprecedented speed and integration readiness. By offering ready-to-integrate kits tailored to the unique requirements of these industries, VueReal aims to support the industry's shift towards more eco-friendly manufacturing. The RDK bundles, debuting at Display Week 2025, validate VueReal's mission to unlock scalable, sustainable micro-LED adoption across global markets. These purpose-built kits include pre-configured, integration-ready micro-LED displays for automotive applications like intelligent taillights and AR heads-up displays, as well as for consumer electronics like wearables and AR interfaces. VueReal's microsolid printing platform enables parallel additive transfer with high yield, fast throughput, and scalability from prototyping to high-volume production, addressing the primary challenge of mass adoption of micro-LEDs. Visit VueReal at booth 1447 during Display Week 2025 to learn more about their innovative solutions.
NAFA's 2025 Media Day highlights groundbreaking innovations and industry advances. NAFA Fleet Management Association's annual Institute and Expo in Long Beach, California, hosted Media Day for the third year, providing a platform for leading companies to share industry innovations. Roadflex and EJ Ward Inc. announced a partnership revolutionizing fleet fuel management. Blue Dot introduced shared private chargers for fleets. Fleetio previewed advanced analytics for data-driven decisions. NETS updated its cost of motor vehicle crashes report. Connex2X collaborated with SoundHound AI for mobile food ordering. Chevin Fleet Solutions launched Smart Integrate for FleetWave. Slate presented customizable electric vehicles. Purpose Auto unveiled virtual reality mechanic training courses. QuickLink introduced AI-driven telematics. IntelliShift partnered with Netradyne for safety solutions. For more information, visit dop.org. Lexaria announces closing of $2 million registered direct offering of common stock. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. announced the closing of a $2 million registered direct offering with a single institutional investor for the purchase and sale of 2,000 shares of common stock at $1 per share. No other warrants were issued, minimizing dilution for existing shareholders. The gross proceeds were $2.0 million, with HC Wainwright & Co. as the exclusive placement agent. The net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. The offering was made under a shelf registration statement on Form S-3. Lexaria's Dehydratech technology improves drug delivery via oral consumption, with 48 patents granted worldwide. Forward-looking statements in the press release caution investors of potential risks and uncertainties. For more information, visit Lexaria's website.
Investor news breaks. AirJoule Technologies Corporation, IRJ, secures $15 million private placement led by GE Vernova. AirJoule Technologies Corporation, J, has secured a $15 million private placement led by GE Vernova and other investors to accelerate the commercialization of its AirJoule system, which extracts pure water from air using low-grade waste heat. The funds will support pilot deployments of the AirJoule A1000 units in 2025. AirJoule and GE Vernova have also initiated a strategic project to integrate the technology into GE Vernova's industrial water production offerings. AirJoule Technologies Corporation, formerly Montana Technologies Corporation, is the developer of AirJoule, an atmospheric water harvesting technology designed to reduce energy consumption and generate cost efficiencies. For more information, visit airjoultech.com.
Sunrise Security unveils AI-powered just-in-time access for AWS. Sunrise Security, a leader in cloud identity and access management, has announced the launch of just-in-time JIT access for AWS. This new capability within the Sunrise Cloud Permissions Firewall eliminates standing privileges in production environments, offering temporary, on-demand permissions without complex deployments. By integrating with Amazon Bedrock for AI-powered session summaries, Sunrise JIT access ensures access only when needed and for as long as necessary, aligning with zero trust principles. Every session is fully audible with AI-generated summaries, providing instant clarity on privileged user activities. Unlike traditional PAM tools, Sunrise cloud-native solution deploys quickly and cost-effectively, delivering rich session insights in weeks, not months. JIT access is now available for AWS customers with Azure and GCP support to follow.
Investor news breaks. BriaCell Therapeutics Corp., BCTX, BCTXZ, prices $13.8 million public offering. BriaCell Therapeutics Z has priced a public offering of 366,666 units at $4.50 per unit, totaling approximately $13.8 million in gross proceeds. Each unit consists of one common share or pre-funded warrant and one warrant exercisable at $5.25 per share. The offering, led by ThinkEquity, is set to close on April 28, 2025. BriaCell intends to use the net proceeds for working capital, corporate purposes, and advancing business objectives. BriaCell is a clinical-stage biotechnology company focused on developing novel immunotherapies to revolutionize cancer care. Europe is poised to reach its solar power goals for 2025. Europe is on track to break solar power records in 2025, with strong growth in the first few months of the year. Better technology, falling costs, and more countries joining the solar push are bringing the continent closer to its green energy goals. As solar energy gains traction worldwide, companies like SolarBank Corp. are well positioned to capitalize on this trend.
India unveils first system leveraging quantum computing. An Indian tech startup, QPI AI, backed by the government, has unveiled the first full-stack quantum computing system in India, called QPI AI Indus. This marks a significant moment in the nation's advanced research and deep tech journey, bringing India closer to achieving technological self-reliance. The introduction of this quantum computer propels India to the forefront of quantum computing research. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are also focused on similar advancements in the field.
BNDES ETF aims to offer high yield in low-rate era. Infrastructure Capital Advisors, LLC, introduces the Infrastructure Capital Bond Income ETF, ARCA, BNDES, offering a high yield in the current low-rate environment. With the Federal Reserve considering rate cuts, BNDES aims to provide income investors with a flexible, actively managed approach to generate high yields through corporate bonds and options income strategies. Unlike traditional bond funds, BNDES adapts across credit cycles and seeks to outperform in a challenging market. Spearheaded by CEO J.D. Hatfield, the fund's 30-day SEC yield is at 7.12%, targeting stable businesses with strong cash flows like Plains All American Pipeline LP and Lincoln National Corp. Investors seeking a dynamic income strategy in a changing rate environment may find value in the Infrastructure Capital Bond Income ETF.
Gold bulls make a comeback as reciprocal tariffs take center stage. Gold experienced intense selling pressure midweek, but regained traction on Thursday as Trump downplayed reports of a trade war de-escalation with China. Economic uncertainty remains high, leading investors to flock to gold. Companies like Tor Metals Inc., TSX Temet, are poised to benefit from this trend. Stay updated on Tor Metals Inc. news at the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. For more information, visit Rocks and Stocks' website. Disclaimer and terms of use can be found on the website as well. Stay informed with Rocks and Stocks for breaking news and actionable information. Sino-Biological Issues formal statement regarding current global tariff discussions. Sino-Biological Inc. has issued a statement reaffirming their commitment to uninterrupted service and supply amidst global trade discussions. The company has invested in a North American infrastructure, including the Center for Bioprocessing in Houston, Texas, and the acquisition of Signal Chem Biotech in Vancouver, Canada. With over 90% of their inventory stocked in Pennsylvania, Sino-Biological is prepared to meet product and service needs without disruption. They encourage utilizing their production sites in the U.S. and Canada for strategic sourcing and partnerships. For more information, visit sinobiological.com. Alpha Mountain AI releases AM intelligence to accelerate web threat investigation and enrichment. Alpha Mountain AI has released AM intelligence, a new contextual threat intelligence API designed to enhance web threat investigations. This API offers more than a dozen data facets for deep enrichment of domains or IP addresses, providing cybersecurity analysts and SOC teams with faster threat investigations and high-fidelity threat ratings. Users can benefit from real-time URL classification, reduced time to value, and a complete 360-degree threat intelligence view. Cybersecurity professionals can request a free trial of the AM Intelligence API on the Alpha Mountain website. CEO Jonna Hollander expressed excitement about the release, highlighting the importance of real-time detection capabilities in combating phishing and malicious websites. Alpha Mountain will be showcasing AM Intelligence at the RSA Conference in San Francisco with live demonstrations and a presentation on web threat filtering with AM Intelligence. Learn more about Alpha Mountain AI and their cybersecurity products at www.alphamountain.ai.
Khazar Khan, the visionary behind Beige Video's nationwide success in content creation. Khazar Khan, the CEO of Beige Video, has transformed the content creation industry with his on-demand video production platform. Starting in 2017, Khan's hands-on approach and relentless drive have turned Beige Video into a multi-million dollar business with clients like Amazon and Rolls-Royce. Khan's vision includes launching a web marketplace to connect creators with clients, aiming to empower professionals and redefine how they grow their careers. With a goal of reaching 100 million users globally, Khan is driving Beige Video towards exponential growth and disrupting traditional production methods. Stay tuned as Beige Video continues to revolutionize the industry and make high-quality content accessible to all.
From IGGFC to AOC, Creative Biolabs achieves key breakthroughs in ADC development. Creative Biolabs has achieved key breakthroughs in ADC development, focusing on engineering the immunoglobulin GFC region. By precisely regulating glycosylation sites in the FC region, they enhance the targeted killing ability and stability of ADCs. The company has developed several IgGFC modification products and bispecific ADCs targeting two non-overlapping epitopes. Creative Biolabs offers a fully integrated development service covering target screening, antibody design, and drug conjugation. They also excel in antibody oligonucleotide conjugates development, providing custom services to global research institutions for breakthrough research projects.
Kuwait Mart announces official launch of its online shopping platform in Kuwait. Kuwait Mart, a new online shopping platform tailored for customers in Kuwait, has officially launched. Offering a curated selection of products from local and international suppliers, Kuwait Mart aims to provide a faster, more convenient, and trustworthy shopping experience. With Kuwait's e-commerce market on the rise, the platform addresses challenges like limited delivery coverage and cash payments. Developed in-house, Kuwait Mart emphasizes control over performance and scalability. CTO and co-founder Fahad Al-Humaidi states, "We built the platform from scratch to offer something tailored to Kuwaiti shoppers." Kuwait Mart plans to expand its product lineup and features to meet the needs of customers and suppliers. For more information, visit kuwaitmart.com.
NewYorkAirportNews.com launches as real-time information hub for NYC aviation professionals. NewYorkAirportNews.com has launched as a real-time information hub for NYC aviation professionals, covering JFK, LGA, EWR, CWB, FRG, and ISP. The platform provides timely updates on infrastructure, terminal updates, new routes, security changes, and more. With over 130 million passengers annually, staying informed is crucial. Unlike traditional sources, NewYorkAirportNews.com offers real-time reporting optimized for mobile use. Visit the site to explore coverage or subscribe for alerts designed to keep professionals one step ahead in the fast-moving aviation industry. TweetEraser empowers users to clean up their Twitter history and reclaim their online reputation. TweetEraser, a renowned digital tool, empowers users to reclaim their online reputations by securely deleting over 2 billion tweets globally. In today's digital age, social media footprints can impact personal and professional lives. TweetEraser offers users full control over their Twitter history, allowing them to curate content that aligns with their current identity and values. With features like custom filtering, archive uploads, and automation, users can easily clean up their old tweets. Whether for career advancement, public image, or personal growth, TweetEraser allows users to present a refined version of themselves online. Pricing plans cater to different needs, with higher-tier plans offering advanced features for maximum control and efficiency. Biomed news breaks. Why NutriBand Inc. NTRB is one to watch. NutriBand Inc. NTRB is making waves with its innovative Aversa TM abuse deterrent technology and business model. This technology aims to enhance the safety of transdermal drugs like fentanyl, ensuring accessibility for patients in need. With patents in multiple countries, NutriBand's approach involves improving safety, efficacy, and patient comfort for existing FDA-approved drugs. The company's lead product is an abuse-deterrent fentanyl patch incorporating the Aversa TM technology. For more information, visit NutriBand's website. Stay updated on NTRB news by visiting the company's newsroom. D-Wave Quantum Inc., NYSE QBTS, and Japan Tobacco Complete Quantum AI Project, designed to improve drug discovery outcomes. D-Wave Quantum Inc. and Japan Tobacco's pharmaceutical division completed a proof-of-concept project to enhance drug discovery. D-Wave's quantum computer trained large language models within Japan Tobacco's AI framework, outperforming classical methods in generating drug-like molecules. Japan Tobacco plans to further explore quantum AI in molecular design based on these results. D-Wave, a leader in quantum computing systems, software, and services, partnered with Japan Tobacco to successfully apply quantum computing and AI to drug discovery, demonstrating the superiority of a hybrid quantum classical system in generating potential drug compounds. D-Wave's annealing quantum computer was instrumental in training large language models for chemical structure generation within Japan Tobacco's drug discovery process. Vadim is part of the revolution, redefining the future of immersive technology. Vadim is revolutionizing the future of immersive technology by connecting brands, enterprises, and event organizers with their audiences in unprecedented ways. Through tailored digital experiences, Vadim helps businesses enhance engagement, reduce customer acquisition costs, and increase ROI. With a focus on spatial web technology, Vadim delivers real-time location-based engagement, offering interactive brand activations and immersive events without the need for a team of engineers. Backed by the co-founder of Amazon Web Services, Vadim's scalable and reliable platform is attracting major brands like Google, State Farm, and PepsiCo Inc. Join the revolution in digital engagement by checking out Vadim's crowdsourced investment campaign on WeFunder today. Investor news breaks. D-Wave Quantum Inc. NYSE QBTS to first quarter fiscal year 2025 financial results on May 8th. D-Wave will report its first quarter fiscal year 2025 financial results on May 8th before market open. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz and CFO John Markovich will host a conference call at 8 a.m. ET to discuss the results and business outlook. The earnings press release and webcast replay will be available on the D-Wave Investor Relations website. D-Wave is a leader in quantum computing systems, software, and services, offering the world's first commercial quantum computers. With over 5,000 qubits, their technology is used by more than 100 organizations for optimization, AI, research, and more. Learn more at dwavequantum.com.
China's CATL unveils a sodium-ion battery lineup. China's Contemporary Amperex Technology Co. Ltd., CATL, has launched a brand new lineup of sodium-ion batteries dubbed Naxtra, along with a second generation of its Shenxing electric vehicle battery. The Naxtra batteries are set to begin mass production in December. This move by CATL may prompt other industry players like SolarBank Corp. to introduce new battery designs. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Biomed news breaks. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NY American, CLDI, grants inducement stock option to new CEO Eric Poma. Kaliti Biotherapeutics, a clinical-stage biotechnology company, has granted an inducement stock option to its new CEO, Eric Poma, PhD. The option allows him to purchase 726,412 shares at 469 cents per share, with vesting over 4 years. This move aligns with NYSE American LLC Company Guide regulations. Kaliti specializes in technology empowering the immune system to fight cancer using stem cell-based platforms for oncolytic viruses. The company's goal is to enhance efficacy and patient safety in treating solid tumors. For more information, visit KalitiBio.com. Lexaria announces $2 million registered direct offering of common stock. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. announced a $2 million registered direct offering of common stock. The company has entered into an agreement with a single institutional investor for the purchase and sale of 2,000 shares of common stock at $1 per share. The closing is expected around April 28, 2025. H.C. Wainwright & Co. is the exclusive placement agent. The gross proceeds are expected to be $2.0 million. The net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. The offering is made under a shelf registration statement on Form S-3. Lexaria's Dehydratec technology improves drug delivery, increasing bioabsorption and reducing side effects. Forward-looking statements in the press release caution about risks and uncertainties. For more information, visit LexariaBioscience.com. New Tech Revelations, Watershed's 16th episode of Learn, 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 delivers fresh insight on the ever-evolving world of tech. In the 16th episode of Learn, 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 Dr. Henry Holliday dives into the latest tech developments, including artificial intelligence, smart systems, and cybersecurity. With a focus on clarity and relevance, Dr. Holliday aims to demystify the fast-paced world of technology for professionals and enthusiasts. New Tech Revelations continues the show's commitment to providing accessible and forward-thinking insights to help viewers stay ahead in the ever-evolving tech landscape. Tune in to gain valuable knowledge and stay informed on the latest tech trends.
Exploring Creative Biolabs excellence in CIK therapy development solutions. Creative Biolabs, a leading biotechnology company, excels in CI therapy development solutions. CIK therapy utilizes the body's immune system to target and destroy cancer cells. Creative Biolabs offers a CellRaputics one-stop service for CIK therapy development, covering CIK isolation, activation, expansion, and in vitro and in vivo characterization. By utilizing advanced techniques and optimization strategies, CIK cell therapy enhancement is promising in cancer immunotherapy. With a focus on innovation and patient outcomes, Creative Biolabs is committed to advancing CIK cell therapy solutions, reducing time and costs for researchers. Learn more about Creative Biolabs CIK therapy development solutions at their website. Vorakai launches Starlink high-speed internet for enterprise in Timor-Leste. Vorakai Elda, a leading technology solutions provider in Timor-Leste, has been appointed as an authorized reseller of Starlink, the satellite internet service by SpaceX. This partnership aims to bring high-speed internet to government institutions, businesses, and other organizations across the country, addressing the challenges of poor internet coverage and limited infrastructure. By leveraging Starlink's fast and scalable internet service, Vorakai Elda is set to transform connectivity in Timor-Leste, driving economic growth and social progress. The company will offer tailored hardware and subscription plans to meet the specific needs of the local market, ensuring that critical services and industries can benefit from this game-changing technology. Vorakai launches Starlink high-speed internet for enterprise in Timor-Leste. Vorakai Elda, a leading technology solutions provider in Timor-Leste, has been appointed as an authorized reseller of Starlink, the satellite internet service by SpaceX. This partnership aims to bring high-speed internet to government institutions, businesses, and other organizations, addressing the country's poor internet coverage and limited infrastructure. By leveraging Starlink's technology, Vorakai Elda is set to transform economic capability and connect remote communities, paving the way for a thriving digital economy. The tailored subscription plans and hardware provided by Vorakai Elda will ensure that critical services can immediately benefit from this game-changing technology, driving progress and innovation in Timor-Leste.
Tech Media Breaks, Thumbs Up Media Corp., NASDAQ TP, unveils GibberAds, TM, AI-powered platform redefines personalized marketing. Thumbs Up Media Corp. NAS introduced Gibber Ads TM, an AI-powered platform that is revolutionizing personalized marketing. The platform utilizes AI agents specializing in areas like fashion and dining to provide curated experiences based on user preferences and budget. According to the company, Gibber Ads TM is designed to generate demand for real-time offers from participating advertisers. This innovation aims to enhance business competitiveness by catering to consumer interests and empowering social media influencers. Thumbs Up CEO Robert Steele expressed excitement about the platform's potential to redefine how people plan experiences and how businesses engage with consumers. To learn more about Thumbs Up Media Corp., visit their newsroom at s/ibn.ftzip.
Tech Media Breaks. Thumbs Up Media Corp. unveils Gibber Ads TM, AI-powered platform redefines personalized marketing. Thumbs Up Media Corp. has introduced Gibber Ads TM, an AI-powered platform that is revolutionizing personalized marketing. The platform features AI agents specializing in areas like fashion and dining, offering curated experiences based on user preferences and budget. According to the company, Gibber Ads is designed to generate demand for real-time offers from participating advertisers. Thumbs Up CEO Robert Steele stated that the platform will redefine how people plan experiences and how businesses engage with consumers. Thumbs Up Media Corp. is democratizing the social media branding and marketing industry with its flagship product, the Thumbs Up platform, which allows users to get paid for posting about participating advertisers on social media. For more information, visit Zup's newsroom, ibn.fmalmsurftau. Tech Media Breaks. Interscope Hearing Technologies, INND, expands footprint with launch of otchealthmart.com. Interscope Hearing Technologies, traded under the symbol INND, has expanded its reach with the launch of otchealthmart.com. This new platform offers a wide range of over-the-counter health and wellness products, including affordable hearing aids, specialty vitamins for the 55-plus demographic, and plans for durable medical equipment. CEO Matthew Moore expressed excitement about the launch, emphasizing their commitment to affordable health solutions. Interscope aims to become a leader in OTC hearing health and digital health, providing innovative products and services to those in need. To stay updated on Interscope's latest news, visit investor.ind.com. Tech Media Wire, a platform focused on technology companies, is where breaking news and actionable information converge, offering tailored corporate communication solutions for public and private companies.
Billion-dollar breaks. D-Wave Quantum Inc., NYSE, QBTS, advances U.S. quantum infrastructure with Davidson installation milestone. D-Wave Quantum Inc. announced the completion of physical assembly for its Advantage 2TM annealing quantum system at Davidson Technologies headquarters in Huntsville, Alabama. The system, hosted on-premises in the state, is entering final calibration and testing for operational deployment. Developed in partnership with Davidson, the installation is a pivotal step in advancing secure quantum computing capabilities for U.S. Department of Defense applications. A private ribbon-cutting ceremony was held on April 23 to commemorate the milestone, intended to support mission-critical quantum optimization efforts in areas such as space asset management and autonomous system coordination. NavX One, supporting HIPAA compliance with integrated risk and compliance content. NavX, the global leader in integrated risk and compliance management solutions, announces that NavX One now offers centralized policy management, employee training, and risk assessment solutions aligned with HIPAA. HIPAA sets national standards for safeguarding patient health information, and NavX One supports healthcare organizations in meeting these requirements. By providing tools for policy management, employee training, risk assessment, and audit preparation, NavX One simplifies HIPAA compliance, reduces administrative burden, and promotes a proactive approach to privacy and risk management. Learn more about NavX One's HIPAA-compliant software on their website. NavX One, supporting HIPAA compliance with integrated risk and compliance content. NavX, the global leader in integrated risk and compliance management solutions, announces that NavX One now offers centralized policy management, employee training, and risk assessment solutions aligned with HIPAA. HIPAA sets national standards for safeguarding patient health information, and Navex One supports healthcare organizations in meeting these requirements. By providing tools for policy management, training, risk assessment, and audit preparation, Navex One streamlines HIPAA compliance, reduces administrative burden, and promotes a proactive approach to privacy and risk management. Learn more about Navex One's HIPAA-compliant software on their website.
Airtime launches the Essential Toolkit for video meetings and presentations. Airtime, created by MMHM, has launched the Essential Toolkit for video meetings and presentations. With Airtime Camera and Airtime Creator, users can enhance their on-camera presence, stay on brand, and deliver better presentations. Airtime aims to address the challenges of virtual communication, providing tools to help individuals and teams look great and communicate clearly. Airtime is designed to work with popular video platforms like Zoom, Google Meet, and Microsoft Teams. Airtime Camera offers customizable backgrounds, logos, GIF reactions, and more, while Airtime Creator helps users create engaging presentations and recordings. Pricing starts at a one-time fee of $20 for Airtime Camera and a $10 monthly subscription for Airtime Creator. To learn more and download Airtime, visit airtimetools.com.
Airtime launches the Essential Toolkit for video meetings and presentations. Airtime has launched the Essential Toolkit for video meetings and presentations, aiming to solve the challenges of standing out and communicating clearly in a virtual setting. Created by MHM, Airtime offers tools like Airtime Camera and Airtime Creator to help users look great, stay on brand, and build better presentations. With video communication becoming increasingly important, Airtime aims to improve the overall video experience by providing users with complete control over their digital presence. Airtime Camera allows users to customize their backgrounds, add logos, and offer instant GIF reactions, while Airtime Creator helps professionals create compelling presentations and videos. Airtime Camera is currently free until August 1st, with a one-time fee of $20 afterwards, while Airtime Creator is available through a $10 per month subscription after a free trial period. GeoVax highlights strong clinical results following presentation of multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine at the 25th Annual World Vaccine Congress. GeoVax Labs Inc. presented strong clinical results for its multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine, GEO-CM04S1, at the 25th Annual World Vaccine Congress. The vaccine demonstrated durable T-cell and antibody responses in both healthy and immunocompromised populations. In phase 1 trials, 100% of healthy adults produced spike IgG antibodies, with 98% showing a T-cell response post-vaccination. In a phase 2 booster trial, GEO-CM04S1 showed comparable immunogenicity at lower doses and increased neutralization titers against multiple COVID-19 variants. The vaccine also outperformed an approved vaccine in immunocompromised populations, generating higher T-cell responses. These results highlight the potential of GEO-CM04S1 to provide broad and lasting protection against COVID-19.
Tech Media Breaks Nightscope Inc. KSCP secures $1.2 million in new contracts, expands AI security footprint. Nightscope Inc. KSCP has secured over $1.2 million in new contracts, expanding its AI security footprint nationwide. The deals include 70-plus emergency communication devices and 11 autonomous security robots, with wins from a Fortune 25 corporation, higher education institutions, commercial real estate firms, and public sector agencies. These contracts follow earlier announcements of a new Silicon Valley headquarters, expanded manufacturing shifts, and over $2 million in sales activity, reinforcing Nightscope's subscription-driven revenue model.
Tech Media Breaks, Nightscope Inc. Stack KSCP, secures $1.2 million in new contracts, expands AI security footprint nationwide. Nightscope Inc. secures over $1.2 million in new contracts, expanding its AI security footprint nationwide. The deals include emergency communication devices and autonomous security robots, with wins from Fortune 25 corporations, higher education institutions, real estate firms, and public sector agencies. These contracts follow recent announcements of a new headquarters, manufacturing expansions, and over $2 million in sales activity, showcasing Knightscope's subscription-driven revenue model. For more information about Knightscope, visit Knightscope.com. Zax initiates coverage on Solar Bank Corp, S-U-N's CBOE CGY2. Zax Small Cap Research has initiated coverage on Solar Bank Corp, S-U-N-S-U-F-G-Y-2, a leading developer and owner of renewable energy projects in North America. Despite policy uncertainty, the demand for solar and storage solutions remains strong, especially in commercial and community sectors. Solar Bank aims to triple its owned capacity in the next 2 years, with a development pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt. The company is expanding into independent power production and battery energy storage systems to meet rising electricity demand. This strategic shift is expected to improve revenue consistency and margins over time. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at h/ibn.f/suun.
Mining news breaks. Standard Lithium Li American, SLI, JV gains unanimous approval for Reynolds Brine Unit in Arkansas. Standard Lithium Lilid, in partnership with Equinor, has received unanimous approval from the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission for the Reynolds Brine Unit in Arkansas. This marks a significant milestone for the Southwest Arkansas project, with an expected annual production of 22,500 tons of battery-quality lithium carbonate. Commercial output is targeted for 2028, with a final investment decision and royalty rate determination set for May. Standard Lithium is a leading lithium development company focused on sustainable projects in the U.S., prioritizing high-quality resources and streamlined permitting. For more information, visit Standard Lithium's website.
Mining news breaks. Standard Lithium Limited, NYS American, SLI, JV gains unanimous approval for Reynolds Brine Unit in Arkansas. Standard Lithium Lilly, in partnership with Equinor, has received unanimous approval from the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission for the Reynolds Unit in Phase 1 of the Southwest Arkansas Project. This 20,854-acre brine unit is projected to produce 22,500 tons of battery-quality lithium carbonate annually, with commercial production set for 2028. The approval is a significant regulatory milestone as the joint venture moves closer to a final investment decision and royalty rate determination in May. Standard Lithium is a leading lithium development company focused on sustainable projects in the U.S., prioritizing high-quality resources and streamlined permitting processes.
Green energy breaks. Solar Bank Corp. refiles 2024 financials to add predecessor auditor report. Solar Bank Corporation, trading under NASDAQ, HUPN and FSE GY2, has refiled its audited financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2024. The update includes the report of its predecessor auditor, MSLL CPA LLP, alongside the current auditor's report from ZH CPA LLC. This was done at the request of the Ontario Securities Commission during a prospectus review. No other changes were made to the financial statements. Solar Bank Corporation focuses on renewable energy projects in Canada and the USA, developing solar, BESS, and EV charging projects for various off-takers. With a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt, the company has already built renewable energy projects totaling over 100 megawatts. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com.
Tech media breaks. Secur Private Data, CCSQR, OTCQF, FSE GDT0, launches Stockhouse campaign, announces 420K a private placement. Secur Private, DCQR, OTCTD0, partners with Stockhouse to increase market awareness for its cybersecurity and private communications platform. The company also announces a $420,000 private placement, issuing over 3.5 million shares to service providers. The placement features convertible units with 15% annual interest and warrants priced at $1.20. Funds raised will support U.S. marketing efforts and general working capital. Secur Private Data is known for its Swiss-hosted solutions for secure communications and data management, catering to consumers, businesses, and governments worldwide. For more information, visit www.secur.com. Tech media breaks. Secur Private Data, SQR, OTQF, SWIT T0, launches Stockhouse campaign, announces 420K private placement. Secure Private Data Loaded, a Swiss-hosted cybersecurity and private communications platform, has partnered with Stockhouse to target North American small-cap investors. The company also announced a $420,000 non-brokered private placement to support U.S. marketing efforts and general working capital. The placement features convertible units with 15% annual interest and warrants priced at CAD 20 cents. Secure Private Data provides secure communication tools and serves consumers, businesses, and governments worldwide. For more information, visit www.secure.com.
How stem cells help in blood cancer treatment. Stem cells are crucial in treating blood cancers like leukemia, myeloma, and lymphoma. Stem cell therapy has been a game changer for many patients. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. invest heavily in this technology. Not all cancers can be treated with stem cells, but for those that can, it offers hope for a cure. BioMedWire is a platform focused on the latest developments in biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively. How stem cells help in blood cancer treatment. Stem cells, known as the master cells, are playing a crucial role in treating blood cancers like leukemia, myeloma, and lymphoma. Stem cell therapy has been a lifesaver for many patients, although not all cancers can be treated this way. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. invest heavily in this technology to advance treatment options. These firms are at the forefront of utilizing stem cells to combat blood cancers, offering hope to many. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest developments in biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions to reach diverse industries and target markets effectively.
Saudi Arabia taps AI to transform healthcare delivery. Saudi Arabia is leveraging telemedicine and AI to improve healthcare delivery, particularly in remote areas, as part of its Vision 2030 strategy. The use of AI in healthcare and other industries globally is expected to benefit companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., QBTS. Investors can find updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. in the company's newsroom. ANewswire focuses on AI advancements and provides access to various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. For more information, visit www.ainewswire.com.
Mining news breaks. First Tellurium Corp., FTKFSTTF, to showcase Fuse fuel-saving thermoelectric generator in April 30 video demo. First Tellurium Corp., listed on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the symbol FTL and on the OTC under the symbol FSTTF, will showcase its fuel-saving thermoelectric generator radiator developed by its majority-owned subsidiary, Pyro Delta Energy, Inc., in a video demonstration on April 30. The device, made of tellurium, can recover waste heat from combustion engines, providing fuel savings of at least 6% and eliminating the need for traditional alternators and radiators. CEO Tyrone Ducherty also announced a shareholder luncheon in mid-May and the issuance of 1.5 million stock options at 5 cents per share. The device is designed for easy installation in vehicles and may benefit industrial sectors like AI and crypto mining. For more information, visit First Tellurium's website at firsttellurium.com.
Mining news breaks. First Tellurium Corp., FTL, FSTF, to showcase fuel-saving thermoelectric generator in April 30 video demo. First Tellurium Corp., listed on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the symbol FL and on the OTC under the symbol FSTTF, is set to showcase its fuel-saving thermoelectric generator radiator developed by its majority-owned subsidiary, Pyro Delta Energy, Inc. The device, designed to recover waste heat from combustion engines, offers fuel savings of at least 6% and eliminates the need for traditional alternators and radiators. This innovative technology, developed over 8 years, is suitable for installation in new or existing vehicles, as well as industrial sectors like AI and crypto mining. CEO Tyrone Ducherty also announced a shareholder luncheon in mid-May and the issuance of 1.5 million stock options at 15 cents per share. For more information, visit First Tellurium Corp.'s website at firsttellurium.com.
Investor news breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd. Kappa secures DoD grant to advance lung cancer biomarker research. Kairos Pharma Ltd. has secured a DoD grant to advance lung cancer biomarker research. The company, led by CEO John Yu, MD, is making progress with two clinical trials for lead candidate EN-105 in prostate and EGFR-dependent non-small cell lung cancers, with results expected in Q2 2025. Kairos is also developing KROS-101, an immune response modulator, with recent data presented at key oncology conferences. Supported by government grants and analyst coverage, Kairos emphasized its financial strength and IP portfolio. For more information, visit www.kairospharma.com.
Investor News breaks Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ Beat, and Acrocardia partner to advance remote ECG monitoring. Heartbeam Inc., a medical technology firm trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, has partnered with Acrocardia to integrate Acrocardia's FDA-cleared ECG analysis software, AcroECG, into Heartbeam's 3D ECG device. This collaboration aims to enhance remote cardiac monitoring by providing automated arrhythmia assessments, speeding up diagnosis, and improving access to cardiac care. The partnership is expected to streamline product development for Heartbeam and expand the reach of remote monitoring solutions. Heartbeam is dedicated to transforming cardiac care by offering cable-free 12-lead ECGs that can capture the heart's electrical signals in three dimensions, enabling physicians to identify trends and acute conditions outside of a medical facility.
Investor News breaks Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ Beat, and Acrocardia partner to advance remote ECG monitoring. Heartbeam Inc. has partnered with Acrocardia to integrate Acrocardia's FDA-cleared ECG analysis software, AcroECG, into Heartbeam's compact cable-free 3D ECG device. This collaboration aims to enhance automated arrhythmia assessments for remote 12-lead ECGs, accelerating diagnosis and improving access to cardiac care. The partnership is expected to streamline product development for Heartbeam while expanding the reach of remote cardiac monitoring solutions. Heartbeam is dedicated to transforming cardiac care by providing powerful insights through its cable-free 12-lead ECG technology, enabling physicians to identify cardiac health trends and acute conditions outside of medical facilities. Investor News breaks. Onar Holding Corporation, OTCQB, Onar, highlights 57% revenue growth, global expansion, and Onar Labs in annual shareholder letter. Onar Holding Corporation, a marketing technology company and network of agencies, reported a 57% increase in consolidated revenue over the first 9 months of the year in its 2024 shareholder letter. The company also highlighted a $250,000 reduction in cost of revenues, a strategic partnership with IQSTEL, and workforce expansion across five continents. Onar Labs was launched to pioneer innovations in AI, machine learning, and analytics. Plans for a strategic acquisition and the formation of an independent board in 2025 were also confirmed. Onar aims to provide marketing services that drive revenue growth through an integrated, AI-driven approach with nearly 50 employees across five continents.
Investor News breaks. Energy Fuels Inc., UUUU, EFR, schedules Q1 2025 earnings call for May 8th. Energy Fuels Inc., FR, has scheduled its Q1 2025 earnings call for May 8th at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. The call will review first quarter financial results and provide updates on operational progress and strategic developments. Energy Fuels is a U.S.-based leader in uranium, rare earth elements, and critical minerals production, with a focus on energy-critical assets. The company owns and operates uranium projects in the western United States and the White Mesa Mill in Utah. Additionally, Energy Fuels is involved in heavy mineral sands projects in Kenya, Madagascar, Brazil, and Australia. For more information, visit www.energyfuels.com.
Investor News breaks Energy Fuels Inc., NYS American, UUUU, schedules Q1 2025 earnings call for May 8th. Energy Fuels Inc., a U.S.-based leader in uranium and critical minerals production, will host a conference call on May 8, 2025, at 9 a.m. Mountain Time to review its Q1 financial results. The call will provide updates on operational progress and strategic developments. Energy Fuels focuses on uranium, rare earth elements, heavy mineral sands, vanadium, and medical isotopes. The company owns and operates uranium projects in the U.S. and the White Mesa Mill in Utah. Energy Fuels is also involved in projects in Kenya, Madagascar, Brazil, and Australia. For more information, visit www.energyfuels.com. Group says Trump policies have triggered cancellations worth $8 billion in clean energy investments. A renewable energy business group reports that Trump administration policies have resulted in the cancellation of approximately $8 billion worth of green energy investments. President Donald Trump's anti-renewable energy stance has led to the dismantling of several clean energy policies. Companies like SolarBank Corp are continuing their efforts to increase renewable energy uptake globally. Despite challenges, these firms remain committed to advancing green energy initiatives.
Economic uncertainty delays the revival of investment banking. Economic uncertainty and global market volatility have delayed the revival of investment banking, despite the five biggest U.S. banks making $8.4 billion in the first quarter. B. Riley Financial Inc., RILY, and other investment banks are hoping for an improved economic landscape to avoid significant revenue losses. Billion Dollar Club, a specialized communications platform, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.